We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program once again. This is a ministry of Merit Assembly of God, of which I am the pastor. Been there 26 and a half years and still believing that God is going to do great things through us. He's done a number of great things already, but we're continuing to believe for greater things. I just believe that even though you might not be as young as you used to be, God's not aged any. He's eternal. His skills have not diminished. His wisdom has not diminished. His capabilities have not diminished. And so he is still the same as he's always been. And so we're continuing to believe that God is going to use us to bring glory to his name. So today I want to say thank you to Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. 321-759-3284. Bill and his wife, they normally go away to celebrate their anniversary on about a week before we generally go away. But because of some things that were happening outside of the church a few weeks ago, I'm telling you this story just to know what type of people that are at Creative AC Solutions. Heidi, his wife, came up to me on the Sunday before and said, look, I know that you are just you're running like crazy, and we're not going to be able to go away because of some other issues. And I believe that God wants me to lead worship that day. I want you to know, that was on the Sunday before Memorial Day. I want you to know that was such a huge blessing, because I did not realize how drained I had become. I knew that I had hit the extent of my abilities, and so there were things that I had on my schedule for Monday, and I was like, no, we're not doing that. My ambitious thing for Monday was grilling out for the family. That was the extent of it. Outside of that, we really used that time to rest and refresh ourselves in the Lord. And that was made possible because of the people at Creative AC Solutions. Bill is extremely knowledgeable about all sorts of complicated air conditioning systems, the simplest of air conditioning systems. He knows the ins and the outs of it. He knows the pressures. He knows how I don't know of anything about air conditioning that he doesn't know. If you're in the central part of Brevard County and your AC could use a little help, I encourage you to give them a call, 321-759-3284. This week I was having a conversation with someone, and we were talking about a refrigerator. Now, a refrigerator uses cooling systems as well. They're similar in style, just with a different purpose. They're designed to keep food cool, where an air conditioner is designed to keep me cool. And this person, when I described it, we've got an air conditioner that's not doing too well, he said, boy, I bet that's hurting your electric bill then. And I'd never really given it any thought. We just need that that refrigerator on occasion, and so it really doesn't have to work that hard, except for whenever we're putting on a dinner or something like that. But the same is true for your air conditioner. If it is really struggling, you are paying the electric company for the privilege of your old system to struggle and not keep you cool. You may be paying them more to stay warm than it would cost you if you had a new system put in that would keep you cool because it would use less electricity and it would work with greater efficiency. I can't tell you whether that's the case for your situation or not, but Bill Andriac could with Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. He can tell you whether it's cost effective to repair your unit or whether it is time to kiss it goodbye and say hello to lower electric bills in the future. At Merit Assembly of God, we have seen our electric bill plummet drastically because of upgrading our technology with the AC systems. And I would encourage you at least take a look at it and see, unless you like $300-$500 electric bills. And then at that point in time, you don't need to do anything. But whatever you do, make sure your AC is functioning adequately for you this year. 321-759-3284. Today we're going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. We are talking about deliver us from evil, or deliver us from the evil one, out of the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 8, we read, "For we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure, above strength, so that we despaired even of life. Yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and does deliver us, in whom we trust that he will still deliver us. You also helping together in prayer for us, that thanks may be given by many persons on our behalf for the gift granted to us through many." So, Paul does something here that you won't hear a lot of people do. He says, My brothers, I don't want you to be ignorant. I don't want you to be unaware of the trouble that came to us in Asia. A lot of people don't want to talk about their problems. They don't want to talk about their successes. I remember going to a church dedication service years ago where a preacher said, "I've got stuff, you've got stuff, all God's children got stuff." And I will tell you this, if you see a person that doesn't have some issues, some trouble, the reality is they're just better at concealing it than other people may be. And Paul here doesn't try and conceal it. He says, look, I don't want you to be ignorant. I don't want you to be unaware or uninformed. But when we were in Asia, we had some serious trouble that we were dealing with, and the result of that trouble was that we were burdened beyond measure. In other words, there wasn't a scale that Paul had encountered at that time that was capable of expressing the magnitude of the trouble that he was facing. I don't know if you've ever been there. There are some people that say, well, God will never give you more than you can handle. I want you to know that's not true. Because our reliance is not upon us. If you read on just a few verses later, it says above strength. The trouble that Paul faced was above the strength that he had. It was above the strength that those who were traveling with him had. What they were facing was an overwhelming, crushing amount of difficulty in their life. And it said that it was so bad, it was so intense, that they despaired even of life. I read something earlier this week about a person who had horrible things that had happened to them, and it caused them to just absolutely give up hope on the fact that they were ever going to recover from the horrific things that had happened to them. In Acts chapter 27, you will find that Paul and his traveling buddies find themselves in the midst of a horrible hurricane-style storm, and they gave up all hope that they were going to survive. What I'm sharing with you today is there may be some of you who are listening, and the devil may be trying to get you to believe that there's no hope, that there is no deliverer, that your problems are so bad that there is never going to be any relief or any resolution. It is just going to continue to intensify and intensify and get you in this circular routine of compounding, you know, get in a loop. Have you ever played a record that had a scratch on it, and every time it came around, it scratched it and it sent right back to where it was before, and it just went round and round and around? That's how a lot of people feel about life. And if that's you, I don't want you to give up hope. I want you to look today at Paul, who says, that's the situation that we found ourselves in. It was more than we could handle, more than we could describe. It was so bad that we did not think we were even going to live. He says in verse number 9, yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves. I am a person, I describe myself as a horrible liar, that if I'm telling a lie, it's like a neon sign is going off over my head with an arrow that is pointing down that says, lying, lying, lying. And so there is a great disdain that I have for lying. I don't like it. It was one of the things that we absolutely did not want deception to find a stronghold in any of our kids' lives. So we made sure that was dealt with in a very serious manner, because the Bible says all liars shall have a part in the lake of fire. And yet, with all of that attitude towards lying, the one person that I have the ability to lie to is myself. Well, we can start the diet tomorrow. We can do this tomorrow. I tell you how I came to realize this, and that was several years ago. I told my son, I said, after this project here, I'm going to slow down. That was probably 10 years ago. And he looked at me that day and he said, Dad, you're lying to yourself. You're lying to yourself, because you're not going to slow down. And I probably am always going to want to see one more soul get saved, believe that there's one more life that can be transformed. That in itself is probably true. What Paul said here was that he got to a place where the problems that he was facing was so bad that he did not even trust in himself. That didn't mean that he did not have trust, though. He said, the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. And he said, I have a deliverer that I can trust. His name is God, that even if this problem kills me, God is going to raise me up today. So I don't know what you're facing right now. I feel like there's someone who's listening to this program and you've got a diagnosis from the doctor that is not optimistic. It's on the point of hopeless. But I want you to know that even in that situation, God is able to raise you up. I was reading the news here recently, and I came across an article about an Assemblies of God minister. I don't remember the location. Now, this was not the AG news source. I do have access to that. This was on a national news service, and it talked about how an Assemblies of God minister had been blind for 14 years. Now, you've got to understand, with my eye problems that I've had, whenever I see stuff like this, it catches my attention. And so for 14 years, this minister had been blind. He had not been able to see. And then something happened to his eye, and it required a surgery. It was a cataract surgery. Cataracts was not what caused him to not be able to see. They would have taken care of that before. But when they did that surgery, a few days after they did that, he was confused because all of a sudden his glasses weren't working. And what, to make a long story short, God completely restored his eyesight after having been blind for 14 years. I think it might have been in Virginia or someplace like that. If you want to do a Google search, what I want you to understand today is that God is able to deliver. It doesn't matter if bodily function has been lost. It doesn't matter if vision has been lost, or hearing has been lost, or kidney function has been lost. It doesn't matter if heart function has been compromised, or your liver, or your pancreas, or your lungs. Today, you have a deliverer that is able to come and even raise up that organ from the dead if it has to. I've got a friend who's been battling some health issues. His wife has been battling some health issues. And the report that he gave me about his wife was the wife went to the doctor, and the doctor said, I don't understand. It is like this particular organ is waking up. And I'm the type of person that doesn't, you know, I don't want to talk bad about the medical industry because I greatly appreciate them. I go to the doctor. I appreciate their sacrifice. I appreciate their knowledge. I appreciate all that they do. I just understand that they also have limitations. So whenever I'm dealing with a situation and a doctor says there is no cure for this, I don't come away from that discouraged. I come away saying, well, we're going to continue to believe that God is going to be the deliverer in this situation. And that means that only he can get the glory. That's the way we approach these type of issues. We don't look at hopeless situations. You know, when you were raised under a pastor who was told in 1967 that he was going to die, and his daughter tells you that he was wasting away, he was just nothing but skin and bones, and then all of a sudden there's a miracle that comes his way, and he goes on and touches thousands and thousands and thousands of lives and lives for more than five decades after that. You understand that you've got a deliverer that even death cannot prevent him from accomplishing his will. So that's what Paul writes about. But in God who raises the dead, and this is the verse that I wanted to draw your attention to today, who delivered us from so great a death. Who delivered us from so great a death. Many people look at deliverance, being delivered, as an event. And so, at this point in this verse, Paul looks back and he says, I remember the gravity of the situation, meaning the graveness of it, that it was, the grave was imminent. The problem was bigger than we were. It looked like death was the most assured outcome. But we put our trust in God, and we found out that even though the problem was bigger than we were, God was bigger than our problem. And God delivered us from so great a death. If you've ever had that episode where you could have died, but God raised you up, I want you to thank God for that. I like to tell testimonies of people who were at death's door. You know, my mother was told by the doctors that on two different occasions, in within just a few months of one another, you got as close to death as you could get without succeeding. And we thank God. We thank God for great doctors, but we also thank God for His great deliverance. Today, please do not throw in the towel. Please do not throw in the towel and say the situation is beyond what we can handle. Therefore, there must be no solution. Today, I want you to realize that God is your deliverer. And thank God for that event. Thank God. If He's done something great, maybe you thought your career was over and He resurrected that. Maybe you thought your marriage was over and God resurrected that. I know lots and lots of couples who thought that their marriage was over and God resurrected it and made a miraculous testimony out of their marriage. God delivered us from so great a death. And it goes on and it says this, and does deliver us. And does deliver us. So there are some people who think that deliverance is an event. And many times those people see, okay, He delivered us, and if we get it back in that situation, He'll deliver us again. And then if we get back in that situation, He'll deliver us again. And if we get back in that situation, He'll deliver us again. And they go through this loop of deliverance. And we'll talk about some of the stages of that as we get further into this study. But what Paul says is it was not only an event from my past, but God delivers me on a regular basis in my present situation. So God is constantly ministering. He may be ministering to you to get you stronger so that it is not so crushing the next time. He may be ministering to you with wisdom so you don't find yourself in that situation. He may be delivering you by working in the people who are oppressing you. That's what happened with Saul and his past. He was the one who was persecuting and oppressing the church. And Jesus said, you know what? I'm going to deliver my people by delivering their oppressor from the deception and from the spiritual blindness that he's been plagued with all of this time. And so when Jesus stepped in and delivered Saul, who became the Apostle Paul, and continued to deliver him over and over and over again, then Saul was transformed from the church's nightmare to Paul, who was the devil's nightmare. So it wasn't just an event, it's a lifestyle. Today, understand that you don't have to just be sitting there wringing your hands, anticipating the next horrific event in your life. Too many people are wrapped up in that. They're just waiting for the next bad thing to happen. Well, you know what? I'm looking for the next deliverance that's going to happen. I'm looking for the next person that's going to be saved. I'm looking for the next evangelist that is going to be raised up. I'm looking for the next musician who is going to glorify God with their gifts. I'm looking for the breakthrough, not just the next problem. And so Paul writes here and he says, God was bigger than my problem. He has delivered us and He does deliver us, in whom we trust that He will still deliver us. And today I would like to impart into your life this mindset that we talked about earlier in the week, that God always leads His people in triumphal procession, or in triumph. Triumphal procession is another translation. That He's going to deliver you over and over and over again. The future that you have as a child of God is that God, the deliverer, is going to continue to work in your life. He's going to not only continue to deliver you from problems, but he's going to deliver you to victory after victory after victory. That song that we played on yesterday's program, My Deliverer is Coming. Deliverance is not just something that God does. He is your deliverer. He is your deliverer. He's bigger than your oppressor. He loves you more than the devil hates you. It doesn't matter what weapons are launched against you. God's deliverance is still available. So he says in verse number 11, you also helping together in prayer for us, that thanks may be given by many persons on our behalf for the gift granted to us through many. I want you to understand that deliverance is not strictly a God isolated event. What Paul tells them is, look, I know this. I am not in this struggle alone. I've got people praying for me. And so if you're facing an intense battle, I want to remind you that God will deliver you the way he delivered Paul, and that he will still deliver you, and that he will continue to deliver you, but you need to be connected with the body of Christ. You need other people who are there praying for you. We have a person in our church that has been going through a lot, and we believe that God is going to deliver them, and they've got churches in 5 or 6 states with all of the friends that they have, that all of those people are joining in the struggle, and they're saying, we're going to stand in faith and we're going to pray with you, and we are going to believe that the God who has delivered you in the past and is delivering you now will deliver you from this. We'll see you next week right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.